How would you like to be paid by a brand to share your love of the world and knowledge with all of your followers? Well, Amanda Russell and Cynthia Lieberman are just writing a book called The Influencer Code, where they reveal all. They stop by the Talking Tech Studios in Los Angeles to tell us all about it. Have a listen. Why don't you guys give the listeners a brief little thumbnail? So you want to be an influencer. Where do they go? What do they do?
They go to theinfluencercode.com, where our book will be, and we will put all that curriculum that is being taught right now that we are teaching at UCLA online, and it's an actual credible platform that helps you sort of navigate. So whether you want to become an influencer or you want to work with them, to actually go through an entire course that gives kind of provides order to chaos.
Yeah, the other part is the very first thing you have to do is really understand what your lane is. So if you're going to be, let's say, a mommy influencer, are you the scary mommy? Are you the mommy with six kids? Are you the divorce? Are you the coupon? Like, you have to pick a niche and stay to that niche and stay true to that niche and not just throw spaghetti at the wall. You need to say, this is who I'm going after. I know my audience, and speak to that audience. So the very first thing is to know what is your story and why do people care?
I would reach out to everybody and anyone who had my audience or even had a remotely similar audience and always present a collaboration to them as an opportunity for them. But you have to be really sincere.
A collaboration means you shoot a video together? You
yes,
take a photo
exactly,
together?
Exactly, something. And present it and figure out what their motives are, because if you come and you ask somebody, especially with a much bigger following or with an ego, if you ask them to, you know, can you do something with me? It never works. You have to turn it around and position it always as an opportunity that speaks to their goals, and then you deliver on that. And the more that you could, I've been telling you, talking consistently religious, but I would actually spend like an hour of my day going through who I wanted to partner with or who I want, and a lot of them, especially the big ones, they don't hit. But you just need, like, it's funny, you have one hit, and then all of a sudden that name dropping of that bounces you up a step, and then you worked with so and so. Oh, and it kind of, that's actually how I was one of the founding members of Maker Studio, which is one of the biggest multi-channel, no longer, they're now Disney, but multi-channel networks, which is what started me coming to LA. Actually, it was when I pitched them so hard, so long, so many times that they were like, we will let you head up the New York office if you will just like get off our backs. We get it. You'll hustle.
Okay, I think one thing, though, is that it's better to be interested and then interesting. And being willing to listen, it's very important to listen to what people are telling you. If you do something and they don't like it, change your lane. Fix it and listen to what they're doing.
Okay. Cynthia and Amanda, you've got a book coming out. We should look forward
to it in
2019.
It'll be out in spring of 2019.
All righty. The Influencer Code.
Right. You can find us on Twitter at The Influencer Code, at Influencer Code, and influencercode.com.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Sure.
So much for having us.
I'm Jefferson Grab at USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. Thanks for listening.